plunge on Wall Street. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News back to worrying about the Fed's plan to fight inflation. The Dow's down about 900 points.
Democrats spent 2021 trying to respond to inflation with even more reckless spending. And now they are spending 2022 trying to respond to a looming recession.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell rejecting the president's insistence that Russia's war in Ukraine gets most of the blame and that oil companies and refiners should be doing more.
With the oil that's out there, we need them to refine that oil so that the capacity could go up and then prices would go down.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the Energy Department is working on a meeting with oil companies. The U.S. Senate signs off on the so-called Burn Pits bill, which would expand veterans' benefits.
A broad bipartisan vote in the Senate advanced legislation changing longstanding Veterans Affairs benefits to include dozens of exposure-related illnesses connected to burn pits.
We haven't been recognizing the toxic wounds of war, and that will end today with the passage of this bill.
Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Democrat John Tester led the effort with top committee Republican Jerry Moran.
There's no doubt that the cost of taking care of our veterans is high, but the truth is, freedom is not free. We say that. This is evidence that we believe that.
The House is now expected to pass the bill. President Biden has signaled his support.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Capitol Riot Committee accusing the former president of a scheme not to certify the Electoral College results and a pressure campaign on then Vice President Pence to carry it out.
He resisted the pressure. He knew it was illegal. He knew it was wrong.
The committee chair, Congressman Benny Thompson, Pence's chief counsel, telling the panel he started asking questions about his role in early December. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Pandemic recovery may be an ongoing challenge for airlines and air travelers for years to come.
Here's how bad the shortage is expected to get. The Bureau of Labor Statistics expects there to be 14,500 commercial pilot openings every year until 2030. The shortage of pilots is a big part of the reason we've seen those mass cancellations across the country. We saw it last summer over the holidays and as recently as Memorial Day a few weeks ago.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble, and the airlines aren't alone. Cruise ships have been limiting capacity.
Certainly a number of cruise lines have done that because they don't want a full complement of passengers being served by not enough crew members. Cruise line industry facing the same problem as, well, pretty much the airline industry and many others. They just can't get enough workers to come on board. Why? Cruise line industry has workers from all over the world, and during COVID, they went back to their home countries. Now, there's a backup at the State Department to renew their employment visas.
Fox Business's Ashley Webster. Supply chain issues also a factor. Carnival recently closing two restaurants on every ship. Temporarily. California's highest court says Amazon customers can sue the online retail giant for not warning about potentially toxic substances in products it ships.
The California Supreme Court ruling falls in line with a state statute that requires consumers be warned if a product made or sold contains chemicals that can cause birth defects, cancer, or reproductive issues. Amazon requested a review of a lower court ruling in a case that claimed mercury levels found in marijuana products sold was higher than federal limits. Mercury can be harmful to fetuses. Amazon, in a statement, said it monitors for non-compliant products.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. That ruling, just as Amazon announces its annual Prime Day event for members, will kick off July 12th. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.